Well, it's been just over 2 weeks now since old Joe ducked out of the 2024 presidential race. I'm sorry, since he was forced out because of his obvious and growing incompetence rooted in his dementia. But now, Nasty Pelosi, one of the conspirators who made sure that he made the right decision, is saying that he was such an amazing president that he should be on Mount Rushmore.
Such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States.
Are
want
you
to
really
know what comes next?
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore. Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden.
Yes, the man who embarrassed not just himself and the Democrat Party, but our entire nation in front of the world at the presidential debate about a month ago, ending his political career, should be added to Mount Rushmore. Maybe he should added like this in his usual pose with his back to the American people. The meme makers this election cycle have been amazing, and so have the commenters, like this person who noted that the economy is so bad now that even Joe Biden's job is being outsourced to an Indian. Of course, you've heard the controversy about Kamala the Chameleon and her mysterious shifting racial identity and how she only really started identifying black when she started running for president in 2020, because it's a very important demographic for the Democrat Party to win over. And CNN made the mistake of sending a reporter to a black barbershop to ask some of the guys there about camel face.
Is Kamala going to make you a little more likely or less likely to vote Democrat?
Well, hold on, Ray. Is Kamala black? Yes or no?
I'm going to let her speak on that. But to me, no.
Oh, is Kamala black, yes or no?
I share that same view.
Wow, is Kamala black, yes or no?
I heard she was. I heard she's half black and half Asian.
All right, you millennials and Zoomers may not be aware, because this is going back to the early 90s. This is a deep fake face swap of Michael Jackson's 1991 music video, Black or White, where even back then at the time, it was pretty sophisticated technology where everybody started morphing from one race into the next. And obviously, somebody used the face swapper and then face swapped Kamala Harris onto everyone. So she's trying really hard now to prove to everyone that she really is black. And her latest publicity stunt involved going to a black record store and then buying some black records. And the media has done an extraordinary job energizing and hyping up her new campaign and portraying her as if she were a superhero. And unlike her 2020 presidential campaign, where she had to hire her own staffers and her own speechwriters, now she has the entire Democrat establishment and the liberal media industrial complex working behind her. But when she's not reading a teleprompter of a carefully crafted script and instead is in front of a camera and has to answer questions off the top of her head, it becomes clear that the Empress has no clothes. Here's her first public appearance as an official presidential candidate of 2024 without her trusted teleprompter.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
You know what? This time, Joe Biden deserves a pass here for being confused, because nobody understood that word salad. Here's a throwback clip of her trying to explain cloud storage, which is literally just remote storage of your files over the internet on someone else's computer at a server farm somewhere instead of your own local hard drive.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
But if you thought she had a hard time explaining what cloud storage is, wait till you get a load of her trying to explain the inflation problem.
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals
are dealing with the realities of the, that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously, very seriously. And we know from the history of this issue in the United States that when you see these prices go up, it has a direct impact on the quality of life for all people in our country.
Actually, it comes down to our fiat banking system and Richard Nixon being forced by the banking cartel to take the dollar off the gold standard, which now means that the Federal Reserve can figuratively print or literally just create as much money as they want to out of nothing, thus drastically increasing the rate of inflation. As former Federal Reserve banking cartel chairman Alan Greenspan once surprisingly openly admitted, they can do whatever they want.
What is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. What the relationships are don't frankly matter.
But surely he wouldn't let the cat out of the bag that the plan is to eventually have the United States pay off all foreign obligations by having the Federal Reserve print an unlimited amount of money, which would thus cause hyperinflation, would he? Oh, wait, what's this?
The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
His fellow panelists can't even believe that he just let the big secret out, although he didn't reveal the consequence of those actions, which is hyperinflation and then a complete devaluation of the dollar and a total collapse of the middle class. And speaking of money, if you go to Kamala Harris's new website, KamalaHarris.com, that's the first thing that they're asking for. And if you close that window and then scroll around the website trying to find what exactly are her policies, what is the Harris agenda, you can't find it because they don't have any policies or campaign promises listed. If you go to DonaldJTrump.com, however, you can see right up at the top is the platform section where they list Agenda 47, the official Republican Party platform for President Trump's 20 core programs to make America great again. The first of which, seal the border and stop the migrant invasion. Number two, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. Number three, end inflation and make America affordable again. Number four, make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Number five, stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Number six, large tax cuts for workers and no taxes on tips. And it just goes on and on. A fantastic, simple, yet detailed plan of how to make America great again. These are some fantastic ideas. Keep the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Fight to protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts. Cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. Number 17, keep men out of women's sports. Now this is the plan, and this is the man, and this is the fight for Trump's shirt. You should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.